Welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is our vacation show in honor of vacation that was released Wednesday. We saw it Tuesday at the premiere.
I was going to say, I'm hearing some howling going on.
I'm Dave Isaac Long. Say the howler, Joseph J.
Bark, bark, bark.
And Eric behind the glass, Trisha.
Yeah.
And this is a good song. I like this song, by the way.
This is Holiday Road by the Zac Brown Band. Stick around through the end credits of Vacation because you will hear this song and you will see what happens to the Griswolds after the fact.
And you know what? I do have to say this, and I didn't say it during my review.
Yeah?
The vacation pictures at the beginning. And at the end,
yes,
were hilarious.
Well, the ones at the end are not real, but the ones at the beginning, and they were hilarious. But the beginning ones, those are real vacation pictures.
Are you sure they weren't staged?
Well, some of them were a little bit too silly to be staged.
Exactly, but I thought they were hilarious.
That was hysterical.
Yes.
I'm getting to like it more and more. I think I give it a medium thumbs up.
But I really
liked it because the pictures itself were priceless, starting the movie, ending the movie. They were funny.
Yeah, and you know, but that's what they've always done all along. They've shown these pictures.
Joseph,
I stand corrected, Mr. Joseph.
What's that, Eric?
I have a question for
you. Yes?
Yeah.
Since you're a film critic and you have nothing better to do than watch movies.
I have nothing better to do. I have a lot to do.
Do you stay through all the end credits?
Yes, I do.
You pay. I do too. And I'm not even a film critic.
Oh, you do?
Well, you know, my the only time I don't is if I really did not care for the movie at all. And that's rare because those are the people who made that movie awesome. So if you enjoyed the movie, you need to stay to watch the credits. And
well, there's always surprises.
There's gag reels. Yeah. There's extra footage. There's hints at something else coming out. That's what Marvel's been doing a lot, you know. And so, yeah, definitely.
Yes. Well, a great, 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 great big thumbs up for Vacation. For me, I loved it. Again, one of my favorite movies of the summer. Laugh out loud, hysterical. But you know all. What else was laugh out loud hysterical?
The originals.
Well, yeah, all the originals, including Vegas Vacation, came
love
out
that.
In the 90s. And
that was a great movie.
Yeah, it was great. What a hilarious movie. And one of my favorite parts of that is Audrey Griswold.
And we're not just saying that because she's on the phone.
And we aren't. We were actually, I was talking about it last week. actress Marisol Nichols, Vegas Vacation, among so many other things. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. How you doing?
Great, great. We're just honored to have you on it, and thank you so much for helping us.
And by the way, the cutest Audrey.
Yeah,
by far.
Thank you for saying that.
No, that's something we were talking about before the show.
And at the beginning of the show too, Marisol.
And even the last couple of weeks we've been talking about it. And I think we're going to continue to talk about it.
Probably. But you know, she's also got a great heart, which we'll get to in a little bit. She's got this foundation and these Human Rights Hero Awards coming up, which we can't wait to hear about. But so tell us, you know, Audrey Griswold, you know, what is your favorite part of making Vegas Vacation?
I think, can I just be totally honest?
Sure.
I think I had just moved from Chicago to LA, like literally 6 months prior. So it may have just been showing off to my friends.
Nice.
I love
That's
it.
That's good. Yeah.
I love it.
That was no doubt like, look at what I did. And then after that.
Well deserved too.
Yeah.
After that, then it was meeting Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo for the first time because I had grown up seeing them. And then to go, they're going to be my mom and dad. This is crazy. So
wow.
I would say the first moment that I met them. Was
How was that? Describe that first moment when you first met
Chevy and Beverly.
Chevy
and Beverly and Randy Quaid all at the same time. I was kind of just overwhelmed that I kept waiting for them to go, like, are you sure you're hiring me? Like,
wow.
Really? All right. Like, okay. I'm going to keep showing up.
Wow, that is so cool. Were they helpful? I mean, was this...
Very. Okay. I mean, look, it was my first movie that I had ever been on in my life. Like, I'd never even set foot on a movie set, so I didn't have a clue.
How was the audition process? Were there a lot trying
was there
to...
what?
Were the audition for this movie?
Oh, my God, 3 months.
Oh, really? Wow.
3 months, and every time I would walk out, I'm like, they're never going to give this to me. I'm a Latina. Like, there's no way. Like, Audrey's are always, they're just, it doesn't make sense.
Wow.
Well, that's what's interesting is that the kids always change throughout the franchise. And,
yeah.
I mean, we were, again, we were talking about this earlier in the show, but, I mean, you're so beautiful, but if you turn out to look like Leslie Mann, that's good, too. I mean.
It's all good.
It's all good.
And I hear it's funny. I hear you guys like the new one.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And do you plan on seeing the new one?
Absolutely. I'm at a wedding right now in Vegas, coincidentally. Otherwise, I'd be at the movie theater. I wanted to see it.
You just got married in Vegas?
No, she's at a wedding.
At a wedding. I thought, wow, that's quite a commitment.
Yeah,
before I say I do, hold on.
And Vegas is the place to do it.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, and I want to thank you so much for helping us, you know, celebrate vacation, because, you know, throughout today's show, we're celebrating vacation. We reached out to several people, and some people aren't as you know, gracious about their roots, and I'm so glad that you took the time to share with us.
Well, it was her first.
I know.
My first. No, I posted Aspen, and I'm like, of course, it was my first movie. It was my first big break. Like, of course.
You know, everyone remembers their first.
And we love you for it as well.
But I do have to tell you, I absolutely loved you on 24 as well.
Oh, yes. Thanks very much. I loved doing that show. That was amazing.
I have to ask you, you know, Randy Quaid is known to be a bit eccentric. How was he on set?
He was the nicest guy in the world on set.
Really?
This was before all of that stuff, I think.
Yeah, it was before.
He was amazing. Him and Miriam had taken me out. And out to dinner and just taught me the ropes and were so kind. There was no agenda or ego or anything. And it was just, well, here you go. Here's how you do this. And they were wonderful. Really, truly. They were great.
And do you stay in touch with any of the cast from Vegas Vacation?
You know, I see Ethan Embry from time to time in passing in L.A., maybe be an audition or something together. But no, I haven't. And I was supposed to go to the premiere. And I missed it because I was on set, and of course that was the day that we were shooting late, so I missed it.
Oh.
But I was really hoping to see, because I hadn't seen Chevy or Beverly or Randy since we wrapped, you know, back in 1996.
Wow. That, so, you know, yeah. I wish that, I mean, again, Leslie Mann does a great job in the movie, but I really, you know, I wish that you could have played Audrey again, because you were just so great in that. And again, I mean, 24, you've done so many things, NCIS. I mean, so now I want to talk a little bit about this. The Hero, the Human Rights Hero Awards is presented by you with special performance by Kristen Chenoweth. It's on Monday, September 21st. Tell us a little bit about the foundation and these awards.
Sure. So for the past probably 3 years, I started delving really, really deep into human trafficking, which is, look, not the lightest subject for a radio show, a morning radio show, but it's a really dark subject. And to me, the more and more I found out about it, I didn't understand why people weren't screaming, protesting in the streets. I think people thought that it was just over there, somewhere else, Philippines, Cambodia, Thailand, Mexico, anywhere else but the United States. And when you start looking and hearing about the stories, that it's not only in the United States, but it's United States citizens, it's our kids, it's our girls, it's here. I have to do something about it. And I got sort of jaded a bit walking the red carpet for other causes that don't necessarily need more awareness. Like, there's a lot of awareness. And there isn't any as much for human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I feel like it's the most horrific thing, the most horrific human rights abuse that we have going on. So I was like, well, then that's it. I'm going to hold my own red carpet, and I'm going to shine a light on certain organizations that do incredible, heroic work that don't get a spotlight or a huge voice. And I wanted to present it to my fellow actors and actresses in the industry and VIPs and celebrities, because we can do something about it, or even just lend a bigger voice or send out a tweet to 500,000 people. And they will read it and hear about it. So I did one last year at Eva Longoria's restaurant, and we awarded three amazing individuals from three amazing organizations, and then we're doing the same thing this year. Mm-hmm. And then I started my own foundation called Foundation for a Slavery-Free World, because I'd been doing it for about 3 years. I'd traveled back and forth to D.C. I met with Homeland Security. I met with officials from the White House, different congressmen, different organizations, back and forth about... I've been there probably about 10 times back and forth now.
Wow.
So I was like, well, I think it's time to just form my own thing, and then I can just partner with whoever I want, whatever organizations are out there that do incredible work, because it's a dark subject. It's a very dark subject.
Yeah, it is. But it's such a great cause, and we, you know, thank you so much for you know, doing this. I mean, taking your celebrity and you know, turning it into something that's really, really worthwhile.
Well, here's the thing. I kind of couldn't not. The more stories I heard, the more things that I read, the more people that I met, I couldn't walk away and just go, wow, that's terrible, mm-hmm. and not do something. I have a daughter who has to grow up in this world, and it's just, no. So I had to. It was sort of like I really didn't feel like I had much of a choice, and I didn't want to be just a spokesperson for this or that organization. It was more to me than that, than showing up and going, hi. I really wanted to do something, so that's sort of where it started.
Well, you know, Maricel, your daughter is coming up on 7, I think?
Yeah.
Okay, and mm-hmm. and so this means that you've been doing this now for 3 years, since she was 4.
Yeah.
And with everything that you have on your plate, this just speaks to what an incredible human being you are. You know, honestly, it really, truly does, because, you know, I just think that there's an innate fire within people like you where they're always looking, how can I make things better in the world? And we need more people like you. And I'm so glad that you're raising your daughter. She's seeing you active like this and doing these types of things, because women are powerful. And
very.
When we see smart, beautiful, talented women like yourselves going away from that and saying, hey, I'm not just eye candy. I'm not somebody that's just going to sit here and ride the tails of my celebrity. I'm going to change the world. And,
thanks.
You know,
thanks.
No, thank you. That's just, it's incredible. I just, yeah. You know, whoo.
Yeah, this is quite a big deal. And in fact, off the air, maybe during the week, I'd love to talk to you about how we can help.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful. I'm holding a little, I just got a Twitter account for that. Can I give a shout out?
So if you,
yes, she wants to give a shout out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
I just got a Twitter account for my foundation, like literally 3 days ago we set it up. It's called Slavery Free World.
Okay.
So if you Google it, you'll see Slavery Free World. And the official foundation is called Foundation for a Slavery Free World. And I think it's like @slavery_free, but just look up Slavery Free World. And I wanted to do something which was hold a little sort of contest, because we are holding this award show in Hollywood with Kristen. Thank you, Kristen, for doing this. And a whole bunch of other celebs, and I wanted to hold sort of this contest that says anyone could submit to that Twitter account some kind of piece of artwork, something that represents trafficking, modern-day slavery, whether it be a song, a poem, a picture that they took, a picture that they drew, anything that is just sort of a piece of artistic form that expresses what that means to them. And then I'm going to put the top of them on my website, and then I'll invite the winner to the event.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And, you know, it's, we've got to get Dave over there to these to this red carpet, because, I mean, listen to this lineup. I mean, I could just say Maricel Nichols, and, you know, that's good enough. But you've got Kristen Chenoweth, Jenna Elfman. I mean, listen to this. Kelly Preston.
I love her.
Kelly Preston.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
I love her.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Jenna Elf, in one of my favorite movies, Keep the Faith.
Keeping the Faith.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Movie.
Ann
That's
Archer,
right.
Terry Crews, David Campbell. I mean, the list goes on and on. So, and this is, again, Monday, September 21st. So we got to get over there. I'll send you the information, Dave.
Yeah.
But just so fantastic. And you know, again, am I saying it Maricel or Maricel?
I say Maricel.
Maricel.
Maricel with an M. It keeps it simple.
Okay.
But
all right.
That's just sort of what I grew up with, Maricel. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's just great, everything that you do. You're so talented, just such a big heart. And, you know, just thank you so much for, again, Vegas Vacation. It's one of those movies in the 90s, you know, when I was growing up, it kind of, you know, mm-hmm. defined my generation for the vacation, you know, people.
Franchise.
Franchise. Because the 80s movies were a little bit before my time. I was alive, but, you know, Vegas Vacation, that really had an impact on me. So thank you so much for making it.
Oh, thank you. I was proud to be a part of it.
And once again, give out your website and any contact information and how people can help.
But that would be great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
And Eric, I'm going to ask you to start playing the song before we let her off the phone.
Well, let her give the website again.
Yeah, the website for
that was her Twitter account.
Foundation for Slavery Free World.
Slavery Free World.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just search for Slavery Free World on Google.
Yeah,
right?
Or just search for me on Twitter at Marisol Nichols.
Okay.
And I have a tweet that says I just started my new foundation Twitter. Please link here. So
perfect.
You can
fantastic.
Also find me. Yes.
Fantastic.
So did I get that straight, that you're asking for anybody with artistic talent to submit something?
Anyone that wants to submit something, please send it to the Twitter account, because I would like to display it at the event and invite that person plus one to the event to come and attend.
Excellent.
And it's open to the public? Or
No. It's very much invite only, just okay. because of the guest and the subject
sure.
matter.
But when everyone, anybody who submits this
gotcha.
Artwork,
okay.
whatever
yeah.
it is, the one who wins that she selects
yep.
is going to be invited with a
perfect.
Plus one.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Yes. Excellent.
Yeah. Now, normally
thank
we
you for clarifying.
Yes. Now, normally we let the guest off the phone, but I want to let Marisol hear the song that we are playing, because it might have she might be bringing back some memories. Marisol, do you recall "Born to Be Alive" by Patrick Hernandez? Of course, from Vegas Vacation, that limo. What a great
right.
scene. Thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Marisol.
That was awesome. And great cause.
Yes.
Great
really,
woman.
Yeah,
how incredible.
No question about it. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. See before.